Boker Tov, we are continuing Mizmor Kuf Kaf He, Mizmor 125. This is a song of prayer and thanksgiving, whose main theme is trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the introduction and the sign salts. So we begin. Pasuk Aleph, Shir HaMa'alot, a song of ascents, HaBotechim Badunai Kehar Tzion Lo Yimot Leolam Yeshev. Okay, the pasuk is a little bit tricky. Okay, if you read with the Ta'amim, it's like this. Habotechim badonai kehar tzion lo yimot leolam yeshev. Okay, so it's habotechim badonai, those who trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are like har tzion that will never topple and will always be there, will forever endure. Okay, So it's I think it's a fascinating parallel to compare those who have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu like to har tzion that will always be there. Now, like, what does it mean that Har Tzion lo yimot and will leolam yeshiv? Does Radak say anything about that?
We see times where it was conquered and it was...
Yeah, exactly. We see times where Har Tzion was conquered and was destroyed. And if you're saying it's the physical mountain, well, no physical mountain is just going to get blown up.
Lo yimotu kemo Har Tzion shelo yimot ki olam yeshiv b'shuv hagalut.
Okay, saying when the galut comes back, it will never be destroyed. It will endure forever. But even that must be referring to the end of the second galut, meaning the end of the actual geula, the third commonwealth. Mm-hmm. Seems like that's what the mizmor would be referring to. So it could be like a nevuah. Okay.
Even Sforno says Harzion Limot HaMashiach. This is what it's talking about.
Sforno says Limot HaMashiach. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Limot HaMashiach. Pasuk bet. Yerushalayim harim saviv lah. Famous pasuk.
Oh, wow.
Yerushalayim, mountains surround it.
We saw it.
He even used this pasuk, I think. Yerushalayim harim saviv lah. If you go, when we did a tour of
Ir David.
City.
They have a tower there.
You could see how Yerushalayim is surrounded by Har Tzion to the west.
Yeah.
Har Tzion to the west. And then
Arazetim
to the east. And then what was that place called?
Some
Arabic name.
Yeah.
Silwan.
Yeah, Silwan.
And then there was Silwan.
And then the continuation to the south was another
right.
Another mountain.
Yeah, but Yerushalayim Harim Savivla, Adonai Savivla Amo. So if in the first pasuk he's saying that we're gonna be those who are botechim ba'Adonai le'olam yeshev, just like Har Tzion le'olam yeshev. So too, Yerushalayim Harim Savivla, and that's symbolic. The fact that there are mountains surrounding Yerushalayim is symbolic of the fact that Adonai is Savivla Amo. I mean, that's also the amkut behind why Har Moriah is chosen, because it's encouched between Har Tzion and Har Zaitim. What?
It's like hugged by mountains.
It's hugged by mountains, and it's representative of the fact that Borei Olam protects this place. Just like he protects his nation, right? From now until eternity. Very interesting pasuk.
Yeah.
Indeed, the rod of wickedness will not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Why? So that the righteous people don't send their hands to wrongdoing. So the Radak says this seems to be about how if Bnei Israel will it, they will not have any Avodah Zarah influence in Israel. Meaning if they actually follow the Torah, they can actually get rid of the Avodah Zarah completely and all the followers of Avodah Zarah from the land and basically expel them from the confines of Israel, which is what the Torah says they should do. And so in that case, this pasuk is a little bit more of like a wish that in the perfect or in the end of times or whenever the Mashiach comes in the third commonwealth in the Geula, the Shevet HaResha will no longer be upon the Tzaddikim, and that's going to protect the Tzaddikim long term from following the ways of Avodah Zarah.
Mm-hmm.
That's one interpretation. Let me see what he says down here. It could also be Shevet. Shevet is like ruler, right? It's the rule. So the rule of a foreign evil sovereign won't go upon Goral HaTzadikim, which is probably a reference to Yerushalayim, right? The portion of the Tzadikim. So that the tzaddikim don't end up doing wrong things in order to, in their subservience to the leader, or they're forced to be subservient to the evil man. Right? So that could be it. Okay, Hetiva Adonai, you have any other perushim that you like? Pasuk Dalet, Hetiva Adonai Latovim Velisharim Velibotam. Hetiva Adonai Latovim Velisharim Velibotam. So this is a difficult pasuk, because what is Hetiva?
To do good for?
It's, no, I know. What's the form of it? Who is saying it to whom?
It's about Hashem.
So it's not, I don't think so, because it's not hetiva. It's not saying past tense of hetiv.
Uh-huh.
Hetiva Adonai. It would have used a male form. Hetiv Adonai Latovim.
Mm-hmm.
Hetiva, I think, is a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please be metiv.
To who?
Hetiva Adonai Latovim. Velisharim Velibotam. Please, Hashem, be good to the tzaddikim, to the tovim, and to those who are upright in their heart.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So Hetiva Adonai Latovim Velisharim Velibotam. Please, Hashem, be good to the good ones and to those who are straight in their heart. Vehamatim akalkalotam yolichem Adonai et po'ale aven. But for those who twist, matim is to tilt, akalkalotam, their crooked ways. It's like double language of crookedness. So those who are crookedly crooked, Hashem should send them the way of the po'ale aven. But shalom al Israel. But there should be peace upon Israel. Okay, so you have to read this whole mizmor again. Just summarize what the mizmor said. So it said, a song of ascents for those who trust Hashem, who will be forever, like Har Zion will be forever. The same way God surrounds Har Zion with mountains. I mean, Yerushalayim with mountains, like Har Zion and Har Zetim. So too God surrounds His people. But and then this part seems like it turns into a tefillah. And therefore, please don't let the evil sovereign put his rod over Yerushalayim, so that the good people of Yerushalayim don't have to bend their ways in order to appease the evil ruler. Please, Hashem, be good to those who are good, and to those who have a straight heart, and to those who have crooked, who are crooked ways, or who make their ways crooked, God should send them the way of the Po'ale Aven, which probably means something like they should go into the Tehom, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. But for Am Yisrael, there should be peace. Okay, so that seems to be the understanding of the Mizmor. Bezer Hashem will continue Mizmor 126. Tamar Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen ve'amen. Mm-hmm.